County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell has flown in from the Zapata International Airport.
Yes, correct. Soon to be.
Soon to be. Yeah, Kent Maurer stepping down at the end of the month.
He's retiring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to let him go after spending $30 million.
Yeah. Well, he got you through that project and several others.
Yes, he did. And
he Kent, did a wonderful job out there.
Oh, he did. He more than that. He helped us with our strategic plan when we were rolling that out. And he served on committee assignments that he didn't need to do. And he mowed an awful lot of lawn also.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, no, Kent's been a mentor of mine for a long time.
So, you guys made a quick move there. Can you tell us about that?
Well, not really a quick move, but it took us about 45 days.
Okay.
We put out the ad, put out the apps, had five people apply, narrowed it to three, interviewed down to two, and Mr. Zapata met with Mike Overton, and the other candidate met with Mike Overton, and after that, Mike came back and said, I think we should offer the job to Mr. Zapata, and we did, and he accepted. And we're looking forward to the beginning of a new relationship at the airport.
What can you tell us about him? Anything?
Comes with a lot of military experience and a lot of government experience. Was involved in Lansing through aeronautics, through MDOT. And I believe that his skill set will help Jackson's airport move forward. It has a business plan now. It has activity. We have set up, you know, where the old runway piece is. So we have open space now that you can put more hangars up. I really see the airport being in a growth position going forward and continuing to be a strong asset for Jackson business.
Big road news, Steve.
Yeah. Yesterday, the Board of Commissioners at County Affairs and Agencies sat through a 26-item MDOT agenda, which included everything from purchase of the new, issuing the bond for the new road repair unit to working out a public-private partnership that's going to be exciting because it's going to be our JDOT department promises that by Mother's Day we're going to have, if we know of it, all the potholes filled in Jackson County. They put that challenge out there to their workers. They're going to be partnering with over 15 local contractors to do this. And it was a pilot program we did in Calhoun County last year. And this year we're going to do it in Jackson County. We're geared up for it. We have the heavy support equipment to truck hot asphalt in our insulated trucks to different sites around the county. We'll divide the county into quadrants. And that means that every township, east, west, north, or south, is going to have crews in them for pretty much starting Tuesday next week all the way through. They'll be working on Saturdays. It's going to be exciting, I think, that we can get this cleared up that fast.
Pretty ambitious.
Yes, it is, but remember, we need to know. So if you can use the phone app and let us know where potholes are, we can make sure we get them taken care of. But we've got to know. It's not going to be just driving around, you know, looking for them, hunting them out. It's going to be getting to them, and we'll be prioritizing them according to the application. We have a scattergram map that shows where everything is and how fast we can get on it. So
costly?
Not as costly as just trying to do it all season. This is something where Jackson County is being responsible and cost efficient, really, because you can whip this out and we can hire the private sector to step in there and help us and put local contractors to work, and local guys can help us with this project, and I think it'll be something really exciting. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be fixing alligator roads or that type of stuff. That's still to come this year. But we're going to fill potholes. We're going to make it so rim busters are gone if we know about them.
So if you know about a pothole, what should you do?
You should get on a smartphone if you can. If not, you can call in and leave a message. All we need is an address, and we'll get them cleared up. That's our goal by Mother's Day. That's going to be our gift to moms.
Incredible.
I hope so.
Good news.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I think we've got the crews, and I think we have the supervisory staff in place, and I think we have the equipment and materials to do it now in Jackson County.
The big piece of equipment, that's been approved. That's not far away.
That's correct. They said that that could be delivered here middle to the end of this month, and we could begin training on it all of May, and June 1st it could be rolled out and begin working. Now, remember, that's going to do about 50 to 75 miles of road a year. So we're going to be doing a lot of other paving. There's going to be a lot of other contractors brought in. There's going to be a lot of other work to be done. It's not that this thing's going to immediately drive 24/7 and make our roads perfect again, but it will be used the first year, you know, as much as we possibly can, and it'll go forward with it also. And you know, and the other thing right now, our JDOT is working on a plan for roads that are complicated to repair. McDivitt is one of them. McDivitt used to be part of M50. And underneath that out there is concrete and reinforced rebar and a lot of stuff. So it takes almost as much to take up the road as it does to put it back down. So that's going to be coming in the future. But we're going to attempt to do a short-term repair out there this summer and make it so it's at least drivable.
Where do you see this new process? Do you see somewhere where this will start?
I don't know. They've not shared with me exactly where it's going to start at. But
priority
roads? Yes, it will be. Yeah, it will be. They've done the ASHTO testing on all the roads and know which ones are the worst and which one this will work the best on. So we'll probably start with the gravy, the easy ones to do with this machine, to teach the crew and teach everybody how everything works. So, yeah, but the other advantage, Greg, is that this thing finishes at the end of the day at 6 o'clock in the evening or whenever it stops. You can drive back on that road. You're not having to wait a week. You're not having to wait to let it set open and all that type of stuff. So this is going to be, this will be a real advantage, I think, for Jackson County going forward.
Pretty amazing. Steve, what's the latest on the sheriff situation?
The latest on the sheriff situation is that the Board of Commissioners, as you know, asked the governor to step in and do his investigation, and that begins the due process. A lot of people have accused us of not giving him his due process. Well, how do you start due process is by giving it to a prosecutor, and we give it to the Attorney General's office. And they have the state police involved, and they've begun doing their work. So we also, remember, have a separate civil rights case that's been filed against Jackson because of this. So Jackson also has a case that it's has pending, and we're working on its litigation right now. So it's not an easy process, but I think that the community will see answers very soon. I think that, and that'll happen in a timely manner.
Now, the county has not filed any lawsuit?
No, sir. No. We have to defend.
Right.
Is what we have to do, and answer questions and prove that that the county itself was unaware of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not part of our culture. It's not part of our existence to be this way. And unfortunately, this has come to this. I think it's more of a fight between two individuals. And they're dragging you and me and the taxpayers of Jackson County into it.
A sheriff's department running okay?
Yes, sir. We purchased a capital purchase of car replacement and a vehicle replacement. I give the officers for Jackson County, the deputies, kudos for working under this environment. I spoke to the undersheriff yesterday, and he assured me that things are working well, and that I told him that we wholeheartedly support the staff and believe that this will rectify itself soon.
So by Mother's Day, all potholes.
That's my dream. That's my dream.
No, you guaranteed it.
That's correct. Pretty close.
Happy Mother's Day.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day. As close as we can get to it. I know that Christopher Bolt said that's the way it's going to be, and I believe our engineers. He's not proven me wrong yet. So, and we have Falcon eggs. We have three Falcon eggs. Yeah.
Oh wow.
And with that, they'll be hatching soon. And with that, we have a new IT director up there. Overseeing the camera and making sure everything's operating well.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She started her first day yesterday, and I apologize. I don't remember her name. right now. But it's exciting. She's from Hillsdale, and she's thrilled because she was commuting to Ohio, and now she's commuting to Jackson, and she's really looking forward to being part of this team.
Well, Steve, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it. County Commission Chair, Steve Shotwell.